Truth be told, for this question to be a question, we must assume that the chiyuv parsha Zachor is to be read once a year, and this is not a davar pasha. The Rambam doesn't make any mention of it. In fact, Rambam says a lashon of tadir, minchas chinuch, and mitzvah tof reish gimel, smedayik, and others as well, that l'fi the Rambam, it's taka a mitzvah to mention it every day, and it's in the sheis zechiros that we have in the back of some of the sidurim. On the flip side, you have the chinuch in Tav Resh Gimel. He mentions the minhag from the Gemara to read it the Shabbos before Purim, but he's mesupik. He says maybe once every year, once every 2 years, once every 3 years. And when he's magdir, when you're over the mitzvah, he says v'imlo zachar me'olam. So it's mashma according to him, you're only mevatel the asay of Macho Timcha Zecher Amalek if you don't remember it even once in your lifetime. But and also the Ramban in the end of Kisetse, he's mesupik about what this Inyan of Zechira is, and he doesn't mention that it should be once a year. But the Shulchan Aruch does hold that way, and the Rush Tosvos seem to hold that it's a, we'll see about that later possibly, but they seem to hold that it's a Chiyuv D'oraisa of Kriya, to Shaila in the Rush, but Tosvos definitely, and the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Vav hold that Mitzvah Kriya is Parsha Zachar D'oraisa, and Pashas that means once a year. So the Maram Shik in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Maram Shik, I believe it's Tav Reish Hei, he brings from the Chasam Sofer that he asked the Chasam Sofer, and that in an Ishnas HaIbor, it's best to make a Tanai when you get to Parshas Kisetze, that if you could be Yotze with Parshas Kisetze, that you should have in mind to be Yotze with the Kriyas HaTorah of Kisetze. And this is not Davar Pashut for a variety of reasons. One is, it's not clear that the Kriya of Parshas Kisetze can have this balance, can have this dual act of serving both as to be Yotze Kriya HaTorah, as well as being Yotze Parshas Zachor. Could be a problem of within the sugya of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, we find that if you have two mitzvahs within the same topic, so then one mitzvah can be megareya from the second. So here also, the poskim want to suggest that it's not so pashut, because if you have, even though, let's say, Kriyas HaTorah is Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana, to have specific kavana for Zachar, it's not clear that that will work when you want your Stam Kavana to be on Kriyas HaTorah of the Shavua. Furthermore, the Chasam Sofer himself, in Tshuva, says that Yud Gimel Chodesh is fine. You're Yotze with even Yud Gimel Chodesh. It's basically a Gzeiras HaKosuv. Whatever the year is, that will be enough for Parsha Zachor. And the discussion, it all stems from the Poskim quote the Gemara that a mace is not Mishtakeach min Alev for Yud Beis Chodesh. So you see from that the shear of Shichcha is Yud Beis Chodesh. So that's where the Kashan begins from. You have 13 months here, Lechora, you're going to forget about Amalek after 12 months hits. But the Chasam Sofer seems to hold, and the other later Achronim asks Stira, Maram Shik quotes this eighth from the Chasam Sofer of Kisetze, where the Chasam Sofer himself in Shuvah, I believe is Kuf Yotes, it's brought in the Horos in Sefer HaChinuch and Tav Resh Gimel, that Yud Gimel Chodesh would be fine, whatever the year is. And it's Lav Davka Yud Beis Chodesh. Also, within this discussion that is based on Yud Beis Chodesh, you can see a discussion about it in Torah's Chesed. In Shuvah's Torah's Chesed Siman Lam and Zion, there's arichos about Parshas Zachor in general, which the poskim often quote. And more so, in Divrei Yoel, Nisat Merov, he he brings this Maram Shik and has paragraph after paragraph to be madche this comparison to Yubeis Chodesh that's Mishtakech Min Alev. He doesn't like the comparison. He says, Avada, the reason why it's not a problem, Mishnas HaIbor, you don't need any Tanai, the way it works is that Hagufa, Shtei in Gemara, that the Takana of Parsha Zachor was to be the Shabbos before Purim. So whether that's going to be 12 months, once every 12 months, whether it's going to be once every 13 months, Luyud Sur is once every 18 months, it wouldn't make a difference. That's when the mitzvah is. And if you miss out on that Kriya, you can't make it up, because that was when Chazal were misaking it. And you find a similar thing in Moed and Muzmanim, when he brings this Maram Shik. He holds that the mitzvah is the Shabbos before Purim, and there's no Tashlumen. There's no Tashlumen for this mitzvah. It's not a din of Yud Beis Chodesh. It's not a din of Shechacham and Alev. It's Chazal or Misakin that you should remember it before Purim, whenever that should fall out. Okay. That's the inyan of Shnas HaIbor as far as Parsha Zachor is concerned. Now, the big focus, though, is on Noshim. Noshim B'Zechiras. If they're Chayev in Zechiras Molek, Nafkamina, that the whole veld is makbid, that the noshim should, not the whole veld, but many are makbid, that the women should go to shul to hear zohar from a minyan from the sefer Torah. And even if they're not chayiv in that, are they chayiv stamazoi in the mitzvah of zechira, even without kriya from the sefer, are they chayiv liskor the maisa? That's the major discussion. What's the din of Noshim by Zechiras Amalek? Now, in this aforementioned mitzvah Tov Reish Gimel, the Chinuch mentions Mefureshes that the Noshim are Pturos because Tzdavka Zechorim ki lahem lasos ha-melchoma nikmas ha-oyev, the men do the melchoma and not the women. And the Chinuch is learning that the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is totally on milchama. Anyone who's a barachiyu for the milchama is a barachiyu for the zechira. The Taka point out there's going to be other people who are not b'nei chiyu for the milchama, and they're still chayiv in zechira. Al kopanim, like the kohanim, it could be an issue. Al kopanim, as I state, that noshim are peturos, and if we take this chenach lahalacha, then noshim taka would not have to bain go to shul to hear kriya, bain even be zocher. And we find in certain poskim that the Noshim were not makbid to go. The Chazon Ish is the one that's often quoted that Noshim are not chayev in Shmiyas Parsha Zachar. The Binyan Shlomo held that way, Briska Rav, and others. Lumas them in Shuvas Binyan Siyan from the Aruch HaNer, he brings from Anas and Adler that there's no kesher. Zechira is not totally in Milchama. Mefurish argues in the Chinuch, Zechira is its own mitzvah. Adarabba, it's good for them to be Me'orer Sina, and through that we can be Masliach in the Melchama, even if they themselves are not B'nai Melchama. Separate mitzvah of Zechira, and that's for Nashim as well. So Rav Nosson Adler held Nashim should go to Shul, to hear Davka Mitocha Sefer, because the Zechira has a To'elas Mitzat Atzmo. In Kafachayim Paskins that in Tarf Reish Pei Hei, Kafachayim Paskins that they're not Chayiv in Kriyas Parsha Zachor, but they are Chayiv in the Zechira. So they have to remember it Mitzad Atzmam, but not Mitocha Kriya. And one more Maramakam in the Stei Chemed, Marecha Zayin, Os, Yud Gimel, he's talking about different Inyonei of Zechira, so he brings up Zechiras Chemas Amalek and Beprat regarding Nashim, and he quotes that if they do go to Shul, it'll be a Chumra Shasili Dekula, because we have Oha Nashim Ala Nashim, it's not good to have the mixture in the Shul. So he paskins Adrab, it's best for them not to go. Now, regarding the Iker Shita of the Chinuch, that Nashim are Peturos from Zechira, the Minchas Chinuch and many others have a Kash on the Chinuch, the Rashash, Maral Diskin, that Shtei in Gemara and Sota, that says Chosan Mechupasa Vekala Mechupasa. In regards to the Milchames Mitzvah, we said that even you take a kalaf away from Rechopah to fight in the Milchames Mitzvah. Mefurish, that Nashim are chayiv in Milchames Mitzvah. Bepashtus, Milchames Amalek is a Milchames Mitzvah. The Chinuch himself in Mitzvah Tuf Chav Hei calls Amalek Milchames Mitzvah. Shalachor Nashim should be chayiv. Mincha Chinuch blives Shver and says Mikan, it must be Nashim are chayiv in Zechiras Amalek. There are other terutzim to that kasha, though. One of the popular terutzim is that chiyuv they have in milchama is only to bring out mayim and mezonos to the ones who are fighting, but not that they themselves are chayiv in the milchama. The Im Kain, the chinuch could say that nashim are paturas from zechira because they're not b'nei milchama, even by milchames mitzvah, because that which we find that nashim are involved with milchames mitzvah is only in as much as they have to be maspik mayim mazon to the zecharim, but not that they themselves are b'nei milchama. Then there would be no ha'ara on the chinuch from that gemara. But the stira, which is still there, is a stira which is difficult, because on that mitzvah of Milchemes Mitzvah and Tav Chav Hei, the Chinuch says Mefurish that Zecharim and the Kevas are both Chayev in the Milchama, and it's a blatant Stira. How come? And he says Mefurish in Tav Chav Hei that Amalek is Bechlal Milchemes Mitzvah and Nashim are Chayavos, and here in Zechira he says they're Pater from Milchama, so therefore they're Pater from Zechira. That's the Stira which is posed. Now, what we need to understand to begin with is that there are other mitzvahs regarding Amalek besides for these two. Taf Reish Gimel is the mitzvah of Zechira. Taf Reish Dalet is Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek. And Taf Reish Hei is the same, just the lav of Lotishkach. In Taf Reish Dalet, the Chinuch says once again that Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek is only for Zecharim and not for Nekevos. There again, the Minchas Chinuch asks, it's not a mitzvah to say Shas Man Grama, Nashim should be Chayev, Nashim Rataka Chayev increases Zara Shel Amalek. But the Chinuch says they're Paturos. And that also would be a stira to Milchemes Mitzvah, that Nashim are Chayev and Milchemes Mitzvah, Amalek included. So I think a possible yishuv for the stira in the Chinuch can be as follows. That maybe we can make a distinction between Milchemes Mitzvah and the specific Milchama of Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek. And that is that in Tav Reish Dalet, the Chinuch, by Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek, the Chinuch explains one of the Prati HaMitzvah is if someone runs into an Amaleki, in a Yochid, not as a Milchama, that you kill that Amaleki. He doesn't mention anything about Milchama. It's just that Yachid has to kill the Amaleki. So it's mashma that Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek is a separate din from Milchama. Even though by Milchames Mitzvah he also says that if one of those people comes upon you, you have to kill them, that's not the Ikar Mitzvah. The Ikar Mitzvah is the Milchama. So that which he says, that Noig Davka Bizacharim, his Lashon is Vizos mina mitzvahs hamutolos ala tzibur kulon ukinin sha'amru gimel mitzvahs nestavu v'emes ki gam al kol yachim yisrael hazacharim mutal achiv lahargam ul abdom in ha'olam em yesh koach biyadam v'kol mokam v'kol zman v'chule. So for the Minchas Chinuch to ask this kasha there, we can say that there's no kasha from kalamichu posa that noshim rachayiv in mechemes mitzvah. This mitzvah is not a Milchames Mitzvah, this is a mitzvah for Yechidim. The Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek is Choluk from the mitzvah of Milchames Mitzvah. Milchames Mitzvah, there we say, if you look Kala Michuposa, and that's why the Chinuch Paskins and Nashim are Chayavos. But by Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek, it's only Zecharim. And we can say that in Tof Reish Gimel, when he says, by Zechiras Amalek, that's totally on the mitzvah of Lahem Lasos Nekamas Oyev, Lahem Lasos HaMalchama, he's referring to the specific mitzvah of Krisas Zaro Shel Amalek, because in that mitzvah Nashim are Peturos. So Lahem Lasos HaMalchama is not going on Milchames Mitzvah, it's going on Milchama Shel Yechidim. However, it's still not enough to Miyashiv the Chinuch. Because in Tav Chav Hei, in the end, by Mechametz Mitzvah, he also says an aspect of the mitzvah which applies to Yechidim and not just to the Mechama. His lashon is, "V'over al zeh, ubo liyodo echad mehem." You're over on this mitzvah, Mechametz Mitzvah. Someone comes upon you, v'yachol lahorgo mibli sheistaken. You can kill someone from one of those umos, Amalek included, without having a sakana. V'lo hargo, you don't kill him. Bitol asei zu, you mevatel the mitzvah's asei. So you see, by Mechametz Mitzvah also, there's a chiyuv laharog osam in an ofen of yichidi. It's not just as a mechama. So maybe we could miyashiv this based on the aura that Minchas Chinuch has. Minchas Chinuch has the aura there, Brisker Rav as well, Al Torah, Parshas Peshalach. So what's pshat that the Chinuch says you only are chayev to kill them belisha yistaken, if there's not going to be a sakana? If the Torah told us we have to fight with them, so then sakana has no role here in this mitzvah. We have a chiyuv to fight whether it's sakana or not. Now, there's a ha'ara. Because when the Chinuch makes this tanai of mibali she'yistaken, he only says it by Mechametz Mitzvah, Mitzvah Tav Chav Hei. But in Mitzvah Tav Reish Dalet, by the mitzvah of Krisa Zara Shel Amalek, that in Pogo B'yachid, that you have to kill them, he doesn't make this tanai. He doesn't say Bibli She'yistaken. So I want to suggest, maybe that could be the main chiluk between mitzvahs Hariga Zayin Amin of Mechametz Mitzvah to Krisa Zara Shel Amalek. That the mitzvah of Mechametz Mitzvah of the Zayin Umos, Amalek included, it's a mitzvah Shel Mechama. This is his Lashon and Tav Chav Hei. Medine HaMitzvah Masha Amru Zal She'ein Melech Yishol Nilcham Tchila Ela Milchemes Mitzvah Shehu Milchemes Zayin Amimin HaNizkarim, those that are mentioned, or Milchemes Amalek, or Milchemes Ezras Yisrael, Meitzar Shebo Aleim, or Milchemes Elu, Ein Sarach Litol Rishos Mi Bezdin, Ad Kan Lashono. So in Cain, we could say that there's no Chiyuv Gomor to kill them in an individual basis, because that would not be a mitzvah of Milchama. So if it's the tzur of a Milchama, then it follows the rules of a Milchama, and that's only in a way where it will not lead to Sakana. And again, the Satmar of the Rayon, some Kofit Ches, says something comparable to this, to Miyashiv. But Lechora, Mitzvah Krisa Zara Shel Amalek is different. The entire essence of Mitzvah Krisa Zara Shel Amalek is to kill them out, and there's no Indian of Milchama. It's called a Milchama, but it's not a battle where you line up the groups and it's a tzibor versus a tzibor. It's an individual Milchama of complete wiping them out on from each individual Klai Yisrael to wipe out each of their individuals, but not as a tzibor versus a tzibor. It's not the Yisraelim versus the whole Ummah. So therefore, even in Ofen Yechidi, where it's a one-on-one, you would be chayav lehistaken to put yourself in the sakana to kill them, because that is the Ikar Mitzvah. That the tzivoy is that in Ofen Yechidi to kill them. So Balkorchach the chiyuv is going to be even in the Makom Sakana, like the Minchas Chinuch assumed should be for all Mechametz Mitzvah, but should only really be true for Krisa Zara Shel Amalek, and that's why the Chinuch does not make a Tanai of Mibli She'yistaken as far as Krisa Zara Shel Amalek is concerned, because Taka, you would have to be mistaken as far as Krisa Zara Shel Amalek is concerned. So Hashad Asas Lahachi, we could Miyashev our Ikar Kasha by Noshim. That Noshim are Paturas from the Mitzvah Zechira because they don't have to do the Mechama, which Mitzvah, this is the Mitzvah of Milchama, which is for the Yechidim, which is the Mitzvah of Krisa Zara Shel Amalek. Because it's not derech for Noshim to kill in this one-on-one basis if they're Pogea and a Maliki man, that they should kill them to the point where they put themselves in the Sakana. That's not the way that women do Milchama. Women don't do Milchama that way. That which they leave the category of Milchama, that Afilu Kala Mechupasa, it's a special reboy for Milchemes Mitzvah. That when you have the Indian of a Tzibor, so either like the Rashash, they go out to feed food and drinks, or like the Menchas Chinuch, they go out Legamri to fight. But that's specifically for Milchemes Mitzvah. Mash Ein Kein, for the specific Mitzvah, Krisa Zara Shel Amalek, that is a one-on-one type of Mitzvah, and that you have to put yourself in Sakana. That's not the Derech for Nashim to do that. The Im Kein, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is totally in the milchama, specific milchama of Krisa Zara Shel Amalek, and that Nashim are not chayavin. But in the Hanami, if there would be a milchemes mitzvah, as all of Klai Yisrael versus one of the Umos as a whole, then we would go revert back to the dinim of milchemes mitzvah, which is Zecharim and Akevas. But be'ofen de'lo yistaken, if you do pogea one of them as an individual basis, not b'derech milchama, you have to kill them as long as you won't be mistaken. That's the Geder Hadavar, and that's why Nashim are included in that mitzvah specifically, but not mitzvah Krisa Zara Shel Amalek, which is an individual milchama. That is the Hagdara of that mitzvah. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zoche to be Mocha Timcha Zecher Amalek Legamri Mehir V'Yameinu.